Your time has been shortened. The United States is headed for a race war. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, quote, "And as Jesus was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, 'Master, look what wonderful stones and buildings.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Dost thou see all these great buildings? There will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.' And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign when all these things will begin to come to pass?' And in answer, Jesus began to say to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and they will lead many astray. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, for they must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These things are the beginning of sorrows. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my name's sake, for a witness to them. And this gospel must first be preached to all nations. And when they lead you away to deliver you up, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to speak, but speak whatever is given to you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and put them to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who has persevered to the end will be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin of Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on July 25, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"Now Our Lady and Jesus have reached back, they're back over Our Lady's statue. Our Lady is standing at Jesus' right side. She's quite a bit shorter than Jesus. He's quite tall. I would say Jesus is about at least 6 feet tall, 6 foot one or two even, because Our Lady only comes to his shoulder here. Now Jesus is making the sign of the cross again. Now he's placed his hands like this, and he's touching his lips. My child, Veronica, and my children of the world. I say my children because you are our children. And our tears and our smiles are for you all. My children, I could wish to say at this time that I bring you great news of joyousness, but I cannot. I must tell you now that my mother has gone throughout the world, through time and time again, to turn you back from your course of destruction. My child, I wish you to view one scene. You will hold your crucifix, and you will not, my child, pass out. Over on the left-hand side, I know it's Africa. It's all in flames. I've seen the flames before, but this is horrible. They're going wild. They all look dark-skinned. Yeah, they're killing each other. My child, you see war, the beginning of a war. It will be father against son, mother against daughter, and Satan will be in their midst. Those who have the power are exercising it now in the wrong direction, my children. Better that they take the monies coming to them from out of the world. Better that they try to construct a country with joy and happiness and peace among the brothers. Thou shalt not kill, and yet you kill. Thou shalt not bear witness, and yet you condemn others to death with your testimony. Where is your love that you call out for? Love, my children. How many of you know the true meaning of love? Love is in giving. Love is kindness. Love is not murder. Love is not selling your soul to the devil for power. Many of the rulers throughout the world are doing this now. Nuclear warheads, missiles, all manner of contraptions. What dignified name can I give to them, my children? They are destruction to all mankind. I repeat again, if you permit this to come upon you, there will soon be no flesh left. My child and my children, and those who hear our pleadings, our hearts are extended to you to help us to save mankind from his own course of destruction. You have very little time to do this, in my children. I assure you, your time is running out. My mother, for many earth years, has acted with her heart to protect you. How many times the heavy hand of the Eternal Father reached down to start out the calamities with the ball? And how many times did Our Lady rush forward? How many times did my mother rush forward to save you? The world knows my mother, but they cast her aside. And those who are agents of hell now, demons in human form, they cannot be retrieved. Their abode will be hell. But sad to say, it hurts my heart to know that I cannot be rid of these thorns that I am forced to accept for your salvation. Now Jesus is taking his right hand and he's pointing it upward like this. See, my child, what mankind shall suffer. I see the United States. I see Canada. But I see part of the coastline being worn away. There are waves, high waves, washing over the land. People are running, but they waited too late. They didn't listen. And they're being carried out to sea. Dead bodies.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Do you have decisions to make, problems to solve, a heavy heart, just need time to be alone, want to refresh yourself from the cares and pressures of life, want to quietly praise and thank God? There's an extraordinary new film titled The Power of His Presence for the 21st century, and it's about the unstoppable power of Eucharistic adoration. Pope John Paul II, Francis Cardinal George in Chicago, Mother Teresa, priests, and lay people around the world testify how prayer before Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament has dramatically transformed their lives and how it can renew the world and bring about a second Pentecost. Pastors who have initiated Eucharistic adoration programs report how adoration is rejuvenating their parish life, increasing mass attendance, confessions, religious vocations. It is a highly informative and dramatic film about this vital and truly important method of prayer. This most extraordinary video, The Power of His Presence, costs $15 plus $4.50 shipping and handling, and it can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and call 616-698-6448. The name of the video is The Power of His Presence. In the past week, the number of holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament increased by 104 for a grand total of 44,352. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. A chemistry teacher in a high school claimed that the Catholic Church was in error in believing that bread and wine could be changed into the body and blood of Jesus, as it is impossible, he said, to change the nature of a substance. A Catholic student replied to him, "Professor, I am very much surprised to hear you say that bread and wine cannot be changed into flesh and blood, especially so to hear you say that in the name of chemistry. What becomes of bread that you eat and wine that you drink? Are they not changed by the law of nature into your flesh and blood? If God can effect that change through the laws of nature of which He is the author, why can He not effect that change directly and immediately by His own power?" The professor thought and was fair and frank enough to say, "Thanks. I had never adverted to the fact that the process of metabolism in the human body is exactly affecting much the same change as you believe takes place at the consecration. I withdraw my comment as unfounded and incorrect." On June 30, 1984, Our Lady said, quote, "I cry, my children, my tears fall upon you. Oh, how blind many are. I love each and every child that has been placed upon earth, but my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father sent the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. they were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed. Unquote. If we do not stop abortion in the United States, God will destroy America as he did Sodom and Gomorrah. A vote for pro-choice and pro-abortion candidates is a vote for the destruction of America. Vote pro-life and save America. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the Third Secret of Fatima, and much more. Tell your family and friends about it. To be sure and visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on July 25, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica sees a vision of a race war in the United States.
Now, in the United States, I see people running. But this is a race war. I see a whole group, it looked like the whole continent, running. But they're dark-skinned, they're black-skinned, and they have all types of instruments. I think one is a machine gun that shoots many bullets, and he's... Oh, and they're lying on the ground, dead. Oh, it's terrible. Now I see Jesus is pointing upward. Look high into the sky, my child. Look high. Raise your head. I see a ball of fire. It's coming fast through the sky, and it has a long red tail. It's red. It's fire. And now it's coming down to what looks like a ball, but no, it's the earth. And oh, it has hit through the water. It's brushed through the water. And there are waves rising higher than anything possible that I could have seen. The waves are terrible. They're washing half of the continent out to sea. Now, the sky is growing very dark. Jesus is pointing to Our Lady, and they're coming down from the sky. They had moved up so I could see. Our Lady is touching her lips. Do not be affrighted, my child. It is best that you bring forth what is to be. Perhaps with your prayers and your penances, you can reach some of these souls in darkness.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on July 25, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, I have a testimonial videotape. My name is Valerie Novak. I live in Massachusetts. I've been coming to the shrine since 1984, and I've used the rose petals many times, and I have seen many things here at the shrine. One day when Jesus was walking across, my friend said to me, "Look, look." She said she saw Jesus walking. And another time I was here, I asked for a sign, and I saw the crown of our Blessed Mother in beautiful lights. And when Jesus blesses us, I always see the blessing. I see the lights all around Veronica, and I see the lights going around the people that are gathered at the shrine. I fell down on the ice a few years ago, and I had a lot of pain in my right knee. One night, I had so much pain, I used a rose petal and rubbed it, and I smelt roses, and the pain went away, and I never had that pain in my knee again. I've used it on my arm. I had terrible pains in my arm, and I used it, and the pain went away. Last October, I fell off a ladder and broke my left arm, and the doctor didn't know whether to operate or not. But I used a rose petal, and I asked Jesus to help me. The next time the doctor took the x-ray, he said the bones are all lined up, and I didn't have to have surgery. And he wanted to operate now, but my arm is coming back, and I have refused it. I keep praying to our Lord and our Lady, and I pass the rose petals all around and the messages from here, because I believe in them, and I believe they are coming here, and I wish the world, too, to believe in the messages from Our Lady of the Roses. That's the end of that videotape, and I have another videotape. My name is Mary Ann. I am at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine here in New York. I've been coming to the vigil now for about the last 10 years. I'd like to share with you an ordeal that hits home. I have 5 children who have been sexually abused and ritualistically abused by their father. Satanism is real. It's nothing to tamper with. The emotional scarring, let alone the physical damage that it causes, is innumerable. My children range from the ages of 2 to 9 when this had taken place. They are forced to participate in human sacrifice. They witnessed many babies sacrificed to the devil and forced to drink the blood. They've been urinated on and more disgusting things. Parents, I can tell you, check and recheck the people that are around your children, including your parents, their parents, teachers, friends, people whom you trust. Satanists don't look any different than you or I. They don't behave any differently when they're in public. I know this is true because my children have lived through this nightmare. It's one we're going to have to deal with for many years to come. And we've come here tonight to ask for a special healing. I haven't experienced what my children had, but I know the horror that I'm still going through. And I know that if it wasn't for the many graces that my children have received by attending the shrine, they wouldn't have lived to tell their story. And I know I wouldn't be here today either to tell you. My 2-year-old spoke of one time when they were in the middle of a ritual. They had destroyed some sacramentals at that time and burnt them. And the devil appeared, and they had told her that the devil had come for her, and she started crying, "No, no." And she cried and cried, and Our Lady came to her. And when Our Lady appeared, the devil had to flee. And my daughter is only 2, and she said that her and Our Lady sat, and they laughed at them. Our Lady's son came, and they all laughed at how the devil had to flee. Now, a 2-year-old cannot make up a story like that. They don't have the capacity unless they're experienced in it. And I believe her because I know what they've been through is real. Satanism is real. It's not just a horror story. It is our everyday life. It's in every level. It's in your schools. It's in your churches. It's in the positions that we attend. Guard your children. Protect them. Know what they are doing. Know who they are with And above all, put your trust in Our Lady and Our Lord. Have the children wear the sacramentals. If they fall off, replace them. Use holy water and pray daily rosaries. And all you can do is pray. It's by the grace of God that we'll overcome this insanity that's hit our world, because it's going to be the destruction of all our young. I don't know what else there is to say, but God bless all of you. Don't look for justice in this world, because it's not here, and you won't find it in a judicial system. You've got to put your trust in our Lord and our Lady, because they are the only way. They are our hope. Thank you, and God bless you. And that's the end of the videotape. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.